This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby, thank you for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be on with you guys. And, you know, the more you start talking about knocking skulls around, I mean, at 41 years old, that seems almost like a distant memory as I watch these young fellas run around and see the speed and violence of the collisions.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, I'm sure you – how many more hits you got left? You can get a call, right?
You know, it's funny. Bill Parcells used to always say, I have one good fight left in me. Don't let it be you. I told somebody, well, I got one game left in me. I mean, I'll go run and do stuff with the guys in Ohio State still and train with them. I go, it's not the game that's the problem. It's the waking up the next day and trying to go train and prepare for another game. It's never the activity. It's always the recovery.
Well, Bobby, let's talk about those guys that every now and then you still show up with out in Columbus, the Ohio State University. What are your thoughts on what you've seen so far this season? We know this is pretty much the first big game going out to Oregon.
You know, their season, obviously, they didn't have the big non-conference game this year. And, you know, when you have conference realignment, Washington was supposed to be on. They got pulled off because of, obviously, the scheduling and the Big Ten merging with a lot of, you know, the top-tier teams in the Pac-12. And so they've kind of had this slow build, this methodical build. And when you look at this offense with what they've been able to do, there were some questions on the offensive line to start the season. Chip Kelly comes in as the offensive coordinator, does a fantastic job. They've been able to run the ball extremely well with Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins. Both of those guys have been highly impressive. They've got a top, you know, five offense in scoring. You know, they rushed the ball well. They've been passing the ball very well. Everyone's seen the Jeremiah Smith highlights. The Mecca Ibuka, you know, was the senior leader at three touchdowns receiving last week. But really, that offensive line has been spectacular. So when you can run the football, that travels. When you have a veteran quarterback, a fifth-year senior, that travels, who can use his legs. He's used them a little bit. They put some on film last week. You know, and we've watched him be able to throw the ball very well and very effectively. So it's been pretty impressive with what they've been able to do. And defensively, you know, they haven't had crazy tests. Michigan State had some good wideouts, had a good quarterback, but the secondary is really good. Caleb Downs coming in. The defensive line's been pretty good. The linebackers have been developing. And so they've got this really, really talented team. Now they're going to have to see if they can take this talented show on the road and take it out to Eugene, Oregon, and play in a very hostile environment at night.
Former champion with the Ohio State Buckeyes, Bobby Carpenter, is here with us on the JR Sport Breeze show. All things considered, this is a welcome to the Big Ten when you take a look at Oregon. Do you expect them? It'll be a good game. But don't you think Ohio State is going to beat them? Especially, you mentioned Chip Kelly returning to Eugene. I know it's been a while, but Ryan Day and Chip Kelly going out up there, I would take Ohio State.
Yeah, you know, I think they're three-and-a-half-point favorites. Like, we've been waiting for this. We got a chance to see USC and Michigan play, which was a great, iconic matchup. Like, these used to be Rose Bowl matchups. So now we get to see them in the regular season. Penn State's heading out to USC this weekend. Now Ohio State's heading out to Eugene. And I know everybody's really excited about it. I am, for sure. And you know, having Chip Kelly out there, I joked with Chip the other day, like, you excited to go back? You know, when was the last time? We went there a couple times with UCLA. So I'm excited to go back with this squad of players, because the talent that Ohio State has helps a lot. And talent ultimately wins games. I think this Ohio State team is as talented as anybody in the country. They've been playing really, really well. So it's going to be a hostile environment. It's going to be tough. But this is the conference realignment. While it's ripped apart some rivalries and, you know, there's some issues with it, and I'm not in favor of everything that's happened, It does give us some gems like this, and this is going to be exciting to watch.
Well, you talk about rivalries, Bobby. We see that even heading over to a new conference hasn't stopped Texas and the Sooners. I'm looking at Texas to beat Oklahoma. I don't think Oklahoma has the offense to keep up with them. What do you think about that rivalry, and what do you think about this new alignment? At least we've kept this rivalry, even though they're in the SEC now.
Yeah, it's the SEC version of the Red River rivalry. Down at Texas State Fair, being in Dallas, the Cowboys for a number of years, like getting to be around that, it was pretty sweet, and getting a chance to see just how different and unique it was, because it's that neutral site. You see the stadium split at the fairgrounds, and it's at the old Cotton Bowl. And, you know, as much as we try to modernize everything, it's in a stadium that's super old and doesn't have all the frills. You know, I like Texas in this. You know, even if Quinn Ewers is 90%, I think Texas is good enough to win it, unless Hawkins, you know, he would have to do what Dylan Gabriel did last year. And ironically, like, we're talking about him with Ohio State and Oregon. You know, he was the Oklahoma quarterback for a couple years. You know, you look at what he did last season, they won that game. I mean, it's like 100 on the ground and 300 through the air. I mean, that's basically what Hawkins would have to be able to do, I think, to give them a shot. And the reality is, too, like, Texas is so deep. And even if Ewers is nicked up, he's not 100%, I still think they have enough. And if he's so bad that, you know, you got issues, they got to pull him out. I mean, Arch Manning has proven that he is more than an adequate backup, and he gives you a little bit of juice with his legs as well. So I like Texas in this one. I hope it's close just for my viewing pleasure. I don't want to see this thing getting stretched by more than 10 heading into the fourth quarter, but it should be an exciting game. But the Longhorns, I think they're one of the best teams in the country.
Do you trust Quinn Ewers to be healthy? I know you don't have a crystal ball, neither do I, but it seems that every time he gets on a roll, there's a small injury. I think one of the reasons he's still at Texas and not in the NFL is because of the injuries. Do you trust his durability through the rest of the season?
I think he'll be okay. Like, he's not the biggest guy in the world. Like, he doesn't have like a huge frame, but he throws the ball well. He moves pretty. Like, he's not an amazing athlete, but he's a good athlete. He moves well for a quarterback. He's just going to have to continue to add mass to his body, and that's the reality. Like, even though he's a fourth-year player, he, you know, reclassified, came to Ohio State early, and so this is really only his third year in college. So I think by the time, you know, he gets in the league, he finishes some stuff up, I think he'll add another 10 pounds to his frame. I like Quinn. He's a hard-working kid. He's got a great arm. I think he'll be okay. It's just some of these guys, the maturation process physically takes a little bit of time.
Bobby Carpenter is here with us, played for the Buckeyes. You might remember him from the Dallas Cowboys as well as the Lions. When you look at some of these other matchups over the weekend, I take a look at USC. They're taking on Penn State. They've already lost to Michigan. They just lost to Minnesota. Can I kind of like wipe USC off of the map here for the rest of the year?
Well, they're playing Penn State. If they find a way to win this game, they are at home, and the Big Ten record when you're crossing two time zones this season has been 1-7. The one outlier has been Indiana, who smacked UCLA. And, you know, with Kurt Cignetti, that Indiana team is pretty darn good. But I don't think they're going to win it. I'm holding some reservations back. The reality is Michigan went and they could not throw the ball on USC at all, and they still won that game. They just pounded them. Minnesota is near as talented as Michigan, and they just went and invoked their will, and they ran a quarterback sneak on fourth and goal from the half-foot line. When it's a tie game, a field goal wins it. There's 53 seconds left, and they do that. And so that's them saying, we're tougher than you. Like, as good as USC is, they always got big boyed by Utah. That's most of the Big Ten. Like, that's the teams you're going to play. So if they can find a way to stop Allen and Singleton, kudos to them. And you know what? And DeAnton Lynn, I think, has done a better job there as their coordinator. They've still got some work to do. If they can find a way to get some stops, and listen, Miller Moss is a heck of a quarterback. Like, they've got a good offense. But you can't just be big brain offensive guy, Lincoln Riley, as the head coach. Like, you've got to coach the entirety of your team. And he can coach offense, but they have to find a way to get stops. They've got to get tough. If they beat Penn State, they've got a shot. But if not, like, this year, I think, is a lost cause.
You mentioned Texas being, you know, one of the top teams. Obviously, it's number one in the AP poll right now. What are the teams that you think can elevate to legitimately win the championship? We got Ohio State. We got Georgia. What are you thinking?
So, like, there's teams that I say are, like, playoff contenders, and then there's teams in my mind that are, like, national championship contenders.
Right.
And so I look at that, like, in two kind of different scopes. Like, can you make the playoff? Like, could you get there? Yes. But once you get there, could you win it? And so I kind of try to segregate that out. Like, Texas, I think, could have a chance to win it. I think Ohio State can win it. Oregon, I think, can. We'll find out a lot tomorrow. Because even if they lose to Ohio State, you got a tight game. You're getting in. You're going to probably be one less. Maybe they play again in the Big Ten Championship. So I think they have a shot. I think Penn State has a shot. I'd say Georgia has a shot. Bama has been obviously hot and cold, but they have the talent to do it when they're really good. I think Tennessee has a chance to do it. I think Ole Miss, they're a little hot and cold like Bama. They have a shot, and they're playing LSU, so we'll find a lot out about them. Like, I think Clemson can get in, but I don't think Clemson can win it. Like, I think they're a really good team. We wrote them off too soon. I don't think they have the staying power to get it. Miami, I got to find out more from. Like, Cam Ward's been great, but have you beaten anybody that I really feel good about? And so that's kind of my list right now. Like, handful of SEC, handful of Big Ten, maybe Miami. I don't think Clemson. I think Notre Dame can get in. I don't think they can win it. And that's kind of where I'm living right now.
Bobby Carpenter is joining us here on the JR Sport Re-Show Coast to Coast. Let's switch over to the NFL right quick. Two of the teams that you played for, the Dallas Cowboys and the Lions, are going to go at it against each other down in Dallas or up in Arlington. What are your thoughts on what the Lions have been able to do and how you expect them to compete in the NFC this year?
Oh, Dan Campbell. So I never got a chance to play with Dan. He had left Dallas the year I got there. He's a College Station guy, you know, grew up, you know, in Texas, played at A&M, and him and his wife, Holly, they stayed in Dallas in the offseason. So I got a chance to know him. Him and Whitten were good buddies, played against him in Detroit. Like, Dan Campbell's the guy you want to play for. I mean, he is tough. He is physical. He might smoke a pack of Marlboro Reds with a chew in at the same time, and people are going to, like, pass that off with him being, like, this tough meathead guy. But Dan is a smart football guy. He gets it. He knows it. His players love him. And they're going into Dallas, and make no mistake about it, like, players hold grudges. Like, no matter whether or not you're done or maybe you have a better option, when you leave somewhere, you always hold it against them. And Dan going back to Dallas, his home state, he's got a really darn good squad. And I think Dallas is dangerous, but I don't think they're going to be able to come in. Listen, as well, Aaron Glenn, AG, their defensive coordinator, he was with me in Dallas. His last season, he was a guy I grew up watching. He's done a great job revamping that defense, but really that Lions offense. I mean, with Gibbs, they're tough. They're physical. Goff, when he is locked on, he may not have, like, the best crazy physical skill set, but he's been really stinking good. I like the Lions to win that thing, and honestly, guys, like, I think they're the best in the NFC.
Yeah, well, you look at the injuries to the 49ers and McCaffrey. I would put the Lions right there up at the top. When it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, you know about the intensity and the expectations of the fan base. Correct me if I'm wrong. I see the Cowboys, it seems that they're just running in place at this point in time. What are your thoughts on where the franchise is in regards to trying to get to a championship?
So you look at them like they had to divest some of their older players, some of their more expensive players when they paid Dak. You know, Parsons is hurt right now. I'm not sure if he'll be back this week. You know, Dak, I don't think Dak's a top five guy, but I think he's probably top 10. And when he gives you, like, somewhere between 6 and 4, they're really good. The problem is if he's somewhere around, like, 10, 11, 12, I don't know if he's good enough when he's not at his best for them to win and beat good teams. So I think, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. They'll probably go 10-7. Maybe they win the division. Maybe they go 11-6. I don't see a playoff win in their future. I definitely don't see them making the NFC Championship. And if that's the case, like, I don't think Jerry Jones stands pat with the current coaching structure with what they have.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Jones, he's itching to get to the end of the season to push that button. Hey, Bobby, I appreciate the time and your expertise. Where can people follow you, keep up with your radio work, everything that you do? Fill us in.
So I host a local show in Columbus, 97.1 The Fan, but I'm on X at BCARP3. You can find, I got a YouTube show, do a ton of college football. Check it out at Bobby Carp Show. That's on 12:30 to 1:30 daily. Dive into there a lot, and I'm on it, Sirius XM 84, a couple times a week from 3 to 6. So all over the place. I appreciate you having me on, and thanks for letting me plug it. Yep.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.